Blog Talk Radio.
Who is worthy to be praised? Good morning. First, give honor to God, who is the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our gospel connection. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 56 and 3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Scripture is Psalms 56 and 3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than Minister Kashima, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. God has blessed us to see another day, to see a brand new day. God has blessed us to be able to be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We need to just get into that praise mindset to say, thank you, Lord, for a brand new day, for you have came in and stepped in. You have saved us and allowed us to see another day. While the enemy was encamped around us, while the devil tried to take us out, while the devil was trying to come in and wreak all types of havoc in our life, the grace that was attached to our life allowed us to see a brand new day. So we just want to say thank you so very much for joining us and being a part of this morning. And come on in with us and share your first fruit as we share our first fruit unto the Lord on this morning. And we're just excited. We're just excited. We're just excited about what the Word and what God is going to do on this morning. Thank you guys so very much for, again, for tuning in and partnering in and coming alongside us on this morning. But listen, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Allow us to talk to the Lord on this morning. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for opening up our eyes and closing us in our right mind. God, for giving us the activity of our limbs, God. We thank you, Father God, for your love, your kindness, God, and your joy, and the simple fact, God, God, that you kept us, Lord God, while all the enemies and all the situations and circumstances that was encamped around us, oh God, God, you kept us, Lord God. God, we realize that there's some that laid down last night that didn't even wake up this morning, but God, then we think about the ones that woke up, but then they're not clothed in their right mind. God, we think about the ones that woke up and they don't have the activity of their limbs. God, we think about the ones, Lord God, that woke up, Lord God, that had all types of issues and circumstances going on around them. But Lord, we just want to just say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. God, we pray today, God, that God, as we go into the broadcast, God, that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly. Give unto them that they need on this morning. God, strengthen each and every individual person that's under the sound of our voices on this morning. Give them the power, God, to withstand and to stand all that is going on in their lives. God, to know that if there's anything that we can think on the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for us. And so we do that on this morning, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. 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 For it is in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we thank you for that. And we glorify and we magnify your mighty and rich name, God. We thank you, Lord God, God, that you would speak into the minds of the ones that have the chaos that's going on. God, remove the thing from their heart, God, that is keeping them from praising and worshiping you, God. God, and we ask that, God, that you would remove anything from their heart, God. God, that will keep them from feeling your presence on this morning. We pray, God, this prayer, God. God, with the anticipation of knowing, God, that you're going to do just what you said you're going to do. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a partner with us on this morning, being connected to us on this morning, strengthening us on this morning with your calls and with your sharing of the Facebook and sharing of the broadcast. Listen, guys, remember that number to call in. You can call in. You can call in for prayer. You can call in for prayer. You can call in and share your testimony. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer or just to share your testimony or just to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that. We thank God for that opportunity to be able to share that on this morning with you. We want to make sure that we also acknowledge our countries that are listening in. We thank you guys so much for partnering in with us, that you, the way that you do every morning that you come on. We thank you so very much. And those that are our missionaries and our pastors that's overseas, we appreciate you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you for the work that you're doing. We thank you for you out there. You're in the trenches. You're in the mission fields. You're out there. You're on the pulse of the people out in those other countries. You're actually intertwining with them. You're praying with them. You're interceding with them. You're touching them. We thank you for the work that you do. We appreciate you for the work that you do. And know that we are praying for you. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, that I am in the midst. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. So we thank God for the opportunity to pray and intercede and be a part of what you guys are doing. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God you take out the time to listen to the broadcast. We thank God that you have that passion, that zeal, that drive to go out into the mission fields and to continue the work. You put your hand to the plow and you did not take it down. We want to encourage you this morning. We want to encourage you and let you know that your work is not in vain. The things that you do there is not a thing. And we're praying for you because we realize the taskmasters of that era, that taskmasters of that region are probably making it very difficult for you because because of change. They don't want change. But listen, we know that if you keep pushing forward, you keep on driving, you keep on going in and doing what you're doing, God will do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. So trust in him and let him move by his power and by his strength, for he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge you on this morning. We want to make sure we tell you thank you this morning. We want to make sure that we tell you that we are honored this morning. We want to make sure that we tell you that we appreciate you this morning. We want to make sure that we tell you that we love you this morning. We want to make sure you know all of that on this morning. God bless you and continue your fight. Continue your push. Continue doing what you're doing because God has already orchestrated and set some things into place. Just continue to push. Continue to stand. Amen. Amen. Those countries that are listening in on this morning is the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Zimbabwe. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Hong Kong. We have China. We have Bulgaria. And we have Russia. God bless you guys so very much. We appreciate you. We love you. And we thank you for doing what you do. And that is stand in your position and stand in your place and do what you're doing. God has a plan for your life. Trust and believe and understand that God has a plan for your life. He is going to step in and he is going to do what he said he's going to do. Just continue to trust in him and he will perform that thing that he has set and said that's going to be accomplished in your life. Amen. God bless you. God bless you real big. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I've got my ticket.
protected.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank God for you. We thank God for you. Thank God for all that you do. Or thank you for everything being a part of the day's broadcast. Or thank you for connecting with us and sharing with us and just being a part of today's broadcast. We're just excited about what God is saying to us in this time and in this hour. We appreciate you guys so very much for all that you do. Listen. I am here this morning. I'm here this morning with something that is just on my heart this morning that I want to share. I want to share this with you on this morning. God has just given me such a desire to share this on this morning with you, our listeners on this morning. We're sitting here. And you know, God has been giving me just the only thing I just could describe is just a glimpse into what He has been speaking. I think to the body of Christ, and that is, He has been showing me the ability to be compassionate for one another, the ability to be compassionate for one another, and I'm thanking God for. Just the ability to be able to look and see and hear His voice when it comes to things and comes to people and situations and circumstances, because I'm understanding now that if I myself don't have the capacity to be compassionate, if I myself don't have the capacity to be sensitive to what other people hear or see or situations or circumstances, we will most definitely miss what God has said to us and for us. You know, the Bible tells us to restore back unto the one that restore unto that person, restore that person in love, restore that person back to life in love. Which is, to be honest, which is really not complicated. I don't understand sometimes how we as the body of Christ, we tend to lose our focus on where we came from when it comes to this situation. You know, we ourselves, even when you look at it, we have been in places and we have gone through things, we have experienced situations, we have experienced life-changing conditions and all that. That have taken place in our life, and guess what, people of God, watch this here, people of God, watch this. We have set back and we have missed so much when it comes to us walking in that place, simply because we don't use that you know, our grandmothers used to say it like this. It used to say, if hindsight was 20/20. I don't know if y'all grandmother ever used to say that, but my grandmother used to say that all the time. Hindsight is 20/20. If we would have looked at this thing differently from a different angle, we probably wouldn't even went in the direction that we went in. Can I help you this morning? Can I push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny this morning? If we would have looked at this thing a little bit different, if we would have looked at this thing in a different light. I still use this term to this day. How are you looking at your glass? Are you looking at this glass half full? Or are you looking at this glass half empty? How are you looking at this situation? What is your vision when it comes to this situation? Because a lot of times, what we wind up doing, people of God, is this. Let me help you real quick. Let me push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. I'm gonna say that a couple of times. Y'all might as well get ready for it. It causes you to reevaluate the situation, because a lot of times, watch this, a lot of times the reason why we're not compassionate is we don't ever think back to where God had brought us from. Come here, let me help you real quick. I was sharing last night with one of my brothers. Me and him had a nice long conversation last night, and I was sharing with him, Brother Strowman, if you're listening, God bless you, man. I appreciate you so much for taking out that time to share with me what I was sharing last night. But listen, I was on the phone with him last night, and we was on the phone for a good little while, and we were just sharing, and we were talking about how cannot forget where we started from. The Bible says, despise not small beginnings. We can't forget where we started from. Because watch this, if we forget where we started from, we'll lose focus on the future. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. If we forget where we started from, if we forget the smallest beginnings, where we had to learn how to accept certain things, how we had to learn how to overcome certain things, how we had to learn how to be stronger in certain things, how we had to learn how to love instead of turning our faces and our noses up. And watch this here. And watch, let me help you real quick. When we were in those places, let me bless you to your blessed place. We were in those places, and we had to learn how to overcome the opinions of others, how we had to learn how to stand in our God-given strength, not in our own power. But the Bible says never for us to never stand in our own power, but to stand in the power of the Lord. But watch this here. We had to learn how to stand in the power of God, and watch this here, and still be able to preach and talk and live and inspire, encourage. Let me take it a little bit further. You have to learn how to do that in your own family. Sometimes, people of God, we have to learn how to just go through it and stand in the issue and stand in the circumstance, stand in the problem, and let God be God and the devil be a lie. Because everything that goes on around us, let me preach you to your happy place. God has already set some things in order. But what we have to learn how to do is we have to learn how to pull from those things that are strengthened. The Bible say, he say, when you find the old path, walk therein. Sometimes, people of God, we just got to learn how to go back to that old landmark, as the old church say, and learn how to walk in that old landmark. Learn how to stay in that place to where, watch this here, humility is what drove the church. Humility is what got the pastor up to preach. Humility is what sit the pastor down. Come here. Humility is what made you get on your knees and pray for another individual. Humility is what made you sit back and see an individual person and love on that person because they in a place, watch this here, that you once were yourself. Humility causes you to look at the situation and say, okay, you know what? I can do this with God's help. Humility. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But it has to be to the place where humility comes in. I was challenged some years ago in ministry. We had a preacher to come. I shared this story. People think that this story is a story of what they would call where they embarrass you, you humiliate you. But the way the Lord began to show it to me, it blessed me. We had a preacher come, and the man of God was up preaching. Now, he's not a tall, statured man. He was probably about 5'4", 5'5". He wasn't a very tall man, and very thin man. He wasn't a very, you know, heavyset man. But he asked me to come up on stage. He asked me to come up onto the platform. I was actually sitting behind the preachers. And he told me, he said, man of God, he said, I'm finna do something. He said, I'm finna show you something. He said, I'm finna show these people something. He said, get on all four. So I got on all four, and I got down on the ground. And this man of God proceeded to sit on my back while he was preaching. And he got up. He stood me up. And when he stood me up, he said, now, y'all would think that this was a thing of embarrassment. He said, but because this man of God's heart is so humbled, he said, God's going to bless him for being humbled enough for me to do what I just done. Now, you would think that it was embarrassing. He said, but God is opening up a way right now for this man of God to be able to walk in the place that he's going to walk into. Humility causes a shift in your life. Come here, let me help you real quick. Humility causes a shift in your life. Humility will cause you to open up where you are and allow the Lord to speak a word of change, a word of shift, a word because watch this. You're humble enough to stop talking and let God say something to you. You're humble enough to stop saying that you can do it your way. I can do it. And let God, and you'll stop what you're doing and let God move and operate and do what he does best. And that is be God and be big in your life. He will operate on more than just one level. He will operate in more than just one place. He will operate in more than just one mindset. He'll operate in more than just one shifting or one dimension or one whatever it is that you need him to move. He will move according to who he is. But you have to be humble enough, allow God to do it. And watch this. God speaks to more than just you. God speaks to more than just you. I learned that some years ago that I'm not the only mouthpiece. I learned that I'm not the only one that got a word. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with not being able to say something all the time. I love it. I love sitting back listening to other preachers. Because watch this here. That's my time to get fed. That's my time to get strengthened. That's my time to get in a position, in a place to where God can say something to me. Because believe it or not, we need to hear a word just like you need to hear a word. God will strengthen us. God will strengthen us as preachers. God will strengthen us as leaders through the voices, watch this here, of others, of our ministerial staff, of the prophets that God has allowed to be a part of our life. God will speak to us. God will strengthen us. God will empower us. God will give us the ability to stand and to withstand in every situation and circumstance. Amen? Co-pastor, you got anything you want to say? Amen. You know, we sometimes fight the good fight of faith. We sometimes fight the good fight of faith. And in that fighting, the good fight of faith, we have to learn how to continue to keep on going and be strengthened throughout what it is that you see. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. We learn how to lean on Jesus. When we learn how to lean on Jesus, it takes us out of us. Let me bless you to your blessed place. It takes us out of us. I'm going to say that again because that helps somebody. It takes us out of us. It takes our mindset out of us. It takes our will out of us. It takes our graces out of us. It takes the word that we're trying to find and establish out of us. It causes us to look at where we're going and what we have going on out of us. It takes us out of us. He works that thing inside of us and gives us the grace and the ability to stand and to withstand even though the storms and the rain are coming and things are going out of control and it seems like the ship is going down. When we're humbled enough to hear what God is saying and what God going on with God and how God is talking to us, we'll be able to move and operate and do what God is telling us to do. God will show us and show us that we'll be able, that we need to be able to move according to what he's saying to us, for us, and through us. All things are working together for the good of him who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. He will set some things in order. He will set our life aflame if we let him do what he do best. And that is be God all by himself. Amen? Amen. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because. Because of
Everybody
say amen.
God,
God has spoken.
So let the church,
say
to what His word says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church,
let the church
say,
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever He said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you feel it,
amen.
Or how your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way. My God has spoken. I heard Him. Let the church say,
oh,
lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen. Oh,
child. I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. Set me on fire.
pouring out my life gratefully.
Yeah. wanted to throw in the towel. Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able. If you know He's able tonight, give Him a praise. If you know He's able.